Welcome to the Badass Confidence Coach Podcast, where I'm your personal trainer for your mind. I am Anna Marcoline, therapist, life coach, and 20-year triathlete. At 55 years old, I've been there and done that, evolving into a successful entrepreneur along the way while being a mom of five. This show is for high-achieving women and men ready to step into their full potential. If you're craving confidence, success, and ready to break through your barriers, you're in the right place. Unlike therapy, which I love, by the way, we're all about action here. Join me as we dive deep into the struggles that we all face. Loneliness, mindset battles, anxiety, and more. Plus, I'll be joined by special guests and my husband, Tim, adding a personal touch to our conversations. Welcome. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Badass Confidence Coach Podcast. Today, Tim and I are talking about JOMO, or the joy of missing out.
JOMO.
Yeah, I love it. The opposite of FOMO. So most of us know what FOMO means, the fear of missing out. FOMO affects people from the ages of 9 and 10 years old these days to people in their later years of life. I mean, I hear about FOMO people in their 60s talking about, you know, this fear of missing out, being upset that they missed out on something, they didn't know about something that was happening. Why weren't they invited? You know, FOMO is a real thing and it really does affect mental health. So today we're going to chat about it. Yeah. So today we're talking about JOMO, the joy of missing out, which is the opposite.
Love it. So before we jump in, let's talk about the new situation here, right? So if you're on YouTube, you're seeing the new situation, new studio, right?
Yeah.
Different setup.
So it's the same studio, different setup. So yeah, for those of you who are listening, you're not going to notice anything because it's all in your ears, right? And I'm a podcast audio listener. I go to YouTube, but I go to YouTube for different reasons. With podcasts, if I want to see if somebody's got something on their screen or if somebody's talking about something they're wearing, I go to YouTube and I go to the podcast because I want to see what
you
got to
check it out. Yeah. You're like, wait a second.
I got to check out their
outfit missing out on
or their hair or something they're talking about that they had just done. And I go and I want to check it out. So if you all are watching this on YouTube, which we hope you are, we have a different setup. So just want to point that out. Okay. So let's get into the joy of missing out and how, when you really start to, you know, embrace JOMO, it does, can and does increase one's a level of mental health and wellness. It can make you more well. Okay. So, you know, number one, what are some reasons why we want to have JOMO? JOMO, it just reduces anxiety and stress. It just does. It's something that, you know, when we are not always looking over, figuratively speaking, the fence into somebody else's yard, not, you know, on our phones, on social media, or on Facebook, or seeing what everybody else is doing in your community, or even people in your similar groups, maybe on Instagram, what they're doing, the women's retreat that they all went to in Costa Rica that you couldn't go to, or, you know, the get together of the ladies down the city, you know, at a restaurant wine bar that you couldn't go to. Maybe you couldn't afford it. Maybe you couldn't go that night. It's FOMO. It's like, oh, I wish I was there. You know, why couldn't I be there? JOMO is really embracing, like I said, the idea that, you know what, I wasn't there and that's okay because I need to take care of me, and me being home and nurturing myself, maybe journaling, maybe a much needed night in, maybe it's I'm doing some spiritual readings, or maybe I'm, you know, just whatever it might be, spending time with my family, it's okay. And I don't have to get in my car and go and be there and stress out about, you know, and I don't even always love the people that are there. That's a thing too. But we want to be there because we just don't want to feel like we missed out. When we adopt another way of thinking, it's just, wow, do our shoulders come down? We just relax more and know that it's all okay.
Yeah. I think of FOMO in the, you're thinking about the future. For me, this is just me, like the fear of missing out on what's about to happen maybe, or what's about to start to happen. And yeah. JOMO is the joy of missing out. And that could be in present time, because something could actually be happening right now, but I'm enjoying the joy of not being part of that. That my joy is here where I'm at now. So for me, it's like, it's based off of time, whether it's like live time or it's like future time.
Oh, I think that people have FOMO about past events that they weren't at or things they didn't know about. So I hear what you're saying.
That would be called SOMO. That's sadness about missing out.
Okay. Well, all right. FOMO is about, you know, past events that you weren't invited to, that you didn't know about, that you didn't go to, or even you knew about it and you couldn't go. You still have FOMO about it.
Yeah.
You know, or I have FOMO that I'm not in that, I don't know, that text chain, I wasn't included, whether it be on purpose or someone forgot to add you and you weren't a part of the conversations about just the everyday goings on of a group of people who are in a group text. We had one in our neighborhood, a big one in our neighborhood. You know, I have, you know, high school, college kid clients who are in big texts and they see that, oh, this is a big thing. I hear this a lot with high school and college females, and guys do this too. They start another text chain. They don't include somebody in it. That's awful. Talk about FOMO. Talk about hurtful FOMO.
Seriously.
So, right. But you get caught up in that, and it can really does affect one's level of anxiety. And we can get into depression, especially when you find out that that's happening, you know? So it's like, it's requiring it's a paradigm shift in thinking, and it's a big one. And accepting that, okay, I'm not in that group. So what is it telling me that I wasn't in that new text they started, which is mean? Yes, it's mean. And how do I move into accepting that maybe they're not my people and learning to be quiet within ourselves? And oftentimes that's where the inner work percolates to the surface that I think at some point we meet ourselves in life. We meet ourselves and we need to start doing the work on me. And learning to be quiet and learning to get to see what's coming to the surface and looking at it and just observing it. That's where you start. When you start to do that work, you will, and I guarantee you will move into joy of missing out. You won't feel so much like all the things, like, you know, in my real life and all the things on social media. You don't need to keep up with all the current trends and I'm going to miss out if I don't have the latest shoes for 2024 summer or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
The trending sneakers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's how you define, it's also kind of how you define fear, right? It's like, is it fear? Is it sadness? Is it the wanting of like something else? It's like, you know what I mean? You can define it a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. I think it's anxiety.
Yeah.
I think it's more anxiety than fear.
Yeah.
But it's just a term that's been around for years now. Yeah, we're all using it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when we start to move into this joy of missing out, what do we see anecdotally? And I don't know if there have been studies on this. I didn't look up when I was doing my homework and my research on this. I didn't look that part up. But anecdotal evidence shows that when we start to have JOMO, we increase our mental health because we're not always looking, you know, at someone else's lawn. You know, the grass is not greener on the other side. You know, okay, people are getting together and you weren't there. Okay. You know, we call that radical acceptance in dialectical behavioral therapy. Radically accept that you weren't there. And once we do that, once, you know, I did that, I'm like, oh, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
And when it comes to family issues, like family dynamics, I was talking with my sister. I was with her recently, a few weekends ago. We were talking about, you know, we have a large, we're both from, you know, large family. We're both, you know, 2 of 8 kids. And we were talking about, you know, getting together at the holidays and just family dinners and me living so far away from them for so many decades now, because I've been in Chicago since I was 22. I was born and raised outside DC area, Maryland. But, and she she moved in 2016, went back for a year. Anyways, they live in another state and she's far away. And she said to me, Anna, she said, believe me, all those times that you miss, she goes, you know, yeah, there were some great times you missed, but there were also some times where you should have JOMO about that. And that's where the topic of today's episode came up, because I'd forgotten this term. And I know of it. I know of it from Matthew Kelly, who's a Catholic thought leader whose writings I love. And, you know, others have talked about JOMO, other podcasts, thought leaders, people in the field of psychology and personal development have talked about it. But I just, it hasn't been top of mind for a while. And I thought, oh yeah, oh my gosh, JOMO. She said, yeah, you, it's the joy of missing out that you have not been at all the family events, because you know there's drama and people get loud and annoying and fight. And she's like, you know, I wish, there are times I wish I wasn't there, you know, as in, you know, many families, it's like that.
Yeah.
So that's where this came up, because, you know.
And that's an interesting way to say it, because you can bring joy to yourself about things that have happened long ago, but joy is all of a sudden real right now today. And it can also be about something that's happening right now that you're missing out on and you're good with it, right?
Yeah.
And it could also be about something that's going to happen tomorrow that you're like,
that I'm not going to go.
I'm not going to go, but I'm getting happy moments in my head right now. You know, you're getting JOMO currently for
that. I'm not going to go.
That you're not going.
I've made a decision to say no.
Exactly.
I've made a decision for myself to not, you know, be there for me. It's not good for me. It's just, you know, it's maybe it's, there's a toxicity. There's all kinds of, you know, reasons why somebody would say I've decided not to do something. And that is the joy of missing out. And that's a good thing. Now I have to say, I'm always going to have caveats. I don't think that, you know, and I talk more about this than I do about the joy of missing out. I think it is important to make an effort. I think it is important to make an effort to see people, to see your friends, the healthy people in your life, to, you know, go out to dinner, to go play golf, to go play pickleball, to get out of your home. And, but that's, you're making a conscious decision. I'm choosing to make dinner plans with these friends. I'm choosing to have coffee with this person. That's not, we're not, that's not FOMO. That's not JOMO. That's, you know, what I encourage my clients to do, because we're dealing with this continuing pandemic of loneliness and isolation. The COVID has come, COVID's passed. We've lived through it. What has not passed, what started before COVID and what has remained, it is increasing, is this loneliness and isolation, and people have no friends. So, you know, when you hear me in this episode talk about, you know, maybe you need a night to stay home and watch, you know, 2 hours of Netflix and, you know, eat a yummy meal and have a glass of wine or drink your cup of tea. Wonderful. But I'm also going to encourage you to fill your life with people that you love and care about and nurture you, and you get something out of those relationships. Okay. That's not JOMO. That is something that is essential to all of us, I think, in having peace and contentment in our lives. We are not islands. We do need each other.
Yeah.
But pick and choose who those people are.
Yeah.
So that's an important clarification.
And we've talked about it before, like, right, when you put yourself in a situation that you know there are things that might come up that are going to be, that they're not feel goods for you. Maybe it's a topic of conversation. Maybe it's, right? There could be anything.
Right.
So the JOMO in that moment could be getting yourself up off the table, right? Like walking away from those moments in time, like in that moment when there's like,
right,
some conversation, that's your JOMO in that particular moment.
It's like quietly, ooh, getting, yeah, up, excusing yourself from the table of the room. And like, I talk about this almost every year, the holidays,
right,
we'll do an episode, yeah, around, you know, burnout and stressful, you know, holiday situations, because that means family. And we're often seeing people that we see once or twice a year, and you know, family is family and things come up with family members. And, you know, so we talk about it there, about, you know, excusing yourself, going and helping to wash dishes, going outside for 10 or 15 minutes, just get yourself out of the situation. And it is one of those, thank God I wasn't there,
yeah,
joy of missing
out.
It's
like, it's like instant joy.
I saw the tables, I saw the tables turning. I saw the mood change. I saw the people were having, yeah, now they're on their third glass of wine. I'm out. it's time to go home. And then I can hear about, you know, you could hear about a story that next week from your cousin about, oh my God, thank God you left when you did, because this, that started because there's alcohol involved and there was a major family fight or two people went at it. And it's like, phew, I dodged a bullet. Thank God I wasn't there. Maybe you wouldn't even be in that fight, but you don't want to see it.
Right.
You don't want to hear it. It's just not good energy. It's like bad juju, you know, and remove yourself. So that's right. So that's like, whew, the joy of missing out.
Exactly.
I wasn't there for that.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's a double joy because it was live in the moment. And then it was like when you heard about it from your cousin, you're like, ooh, there's another moment of joy for me.
And the joy of missing out from, and this is might be for many of you in the beginning, JOMO, then it's making a decision to step away, step back from certain relationships where JOMO of not being around people who play head games, people who one-up you, people who don't listen, people who, you know, when you start to tell a story, you think, huh, okay, thought I was telling a story and all of a sudden now you're telling your story and okay, guess it doesn't matter what I have to say.
Yeah.
Or people who take up all the oxygen in the room, same thing, where, you know, they don't create space for others. That for me over the years has been a massive JOMO joy. I'm glad I wasn't there. I'm glad I didn't go to, you know, whatever, you know, social scene because I like them, but I know how this is going to go. And I end up getting in the car and this has happened. I get in the car, I put my keys in the ignition or start my car. I'm like, why did I come here tonight? So that's something that each of us has to evaluate, you know? And when I haven't gone in the future, it was like a JOMO.
Right.
And it was better for my mental health where I started to really cultivate friendships and how much I wanted to interface with people in my life, whether it be networking, colleagues, friendships. I don't have family here. We have family out of state, but, you know, how much do I want to be around these people? Or I'll go for 45 minutes to an hour, then I'll leave because that is what's good for me. And it's the joy of missing out of leaving early or not going at all.
Right.
Yeah. So, and what we know about, you know, JOMO when it comes to you being in your homes and being on your phones, this is a really big one. And I would say this is a big one for people of every age. Like I say, from the ages of, you know, even if your kids, you have kids have phones at 9 or 10, all the way up until your 60s and 70s. I mean, the joy of missing out, is, what that means as far as our phones go is to get off your phones. Get off your phones at night. Don't be on your phones. Don't be doom scrolling at night because you're going to see people's highlight reels. And it feels like the joy of missing out. And the joy of missing out is I can't afford to take my family on vacation to Florida. I can't afford to do that. I wish I looked like that. I wish I had that body, you know, or they all got together. You know, it's so a joy of missing out. It encompasses everything with social media in not such a great way, whether you be on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, even, you know, Snapchat for the younger people. If you can, you know, bring down how many hours a day you're on your phones, you're going to see your mental health go up. You're going to see your anxiety lessen, your depression lessen. I can almost guarantee it. You're going to see your sense of peace and your mind getting quieter increase. You're going to have a quieter mind. What social media has done when it comes to FOMO has been horrible. So if we can get off our phones, we have JOMO.
Yeah. So I find it really interesting that those two things just came really close together right now,
yeah.
Right? Because the fear of missing out is kind of the platform of social media to begin with.
Well, right? They've done studies for these people in tech. I mean, if you've listened to Tristan Harris, who we saw the documentary, was it on Netflix, who left Google. He had ethical issues with how Google was doing their research to, you know, there's a whole, watch it during COVID. It was fascinating. And I've heard him on several podcasts about how he said there's a class at Stanford that teaches neuroscience class at Stanford that teaches people in the tech, you know, I don't know, the computer application space, how to get the human brain addicted.
Right.
To media.
Right.
Specifically social media.
And the fallout from that is getting you addicted to FOMO.
Yes.
Right. So,
yes.
So
you, they want that.
Right.
They want that.
So you're talking about getting yourself off of social media in a context of JOMO. Right. But yet you've got the whole tech world who that's their whole platform.
Well, they want to keep you. Come on back. Come on back in the bar. 1,000%. Just one more drink. Yeah. Just one more drink. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Come back in. Where you going? Hey. Following you out into to the sidewalk. Where you going? Come on in.
Yep.
We're not done. We're talking. Come on in. Come on. Just one more drink. You don't have to leave right now.
Yeah.
That's what I think of it. That's how I think of it.
Well, those two worlds fight each other.
It's addictive.
Yes.
It's addictive. Yes. So, yeah. And so there is actually science behind keeping us addicted to our phones. And we are on the, speaking of phones, we are on the phone yesterday. You and I were talking to Grafton, our son who lives in San Diego, and he was talking about himself wanting to make behavioral changes and really doing his own personal development work. And he mentioned to us that he was becoming much more mindful of how much time he was on, like iPhone. I don't know about the
Android. Screen time. Yeah.
Yeah. It showed you your screen time.
Yeah.
So he said, you know, something I'm really working on right now is reducing my screen time. I don't want to be on my phone as much. We're like, that's great on you.
Yeah.
Good that you're doing that. Because he was speaking of it more in the way of, I don't know if it's so much JOMO, but that it's a real time suck for him. And he was talking about how much time you wasted just being on his phone.
Right.
Like, and we're all doing
what
that.
He could be doing
right.
in place of that.
Right. So yeah. JOMO is, I wasn't on my phone. And you know what I did last night before I went to bed? I finally went back to what I did when I was a kid, or I finally started something new. I'm starting to read. And I read a chapter of a book. I read 5 pages, or I read until I fell asleep, but I wasn't on my phone. So, you know, a behavior change I would encourage for all of you that, and this is all my coaching clients get this, is to put your phone somewhere else. Now, if you have to have your phone for emergency reasons, at least don't put it at your bedside table. Some people fall asleep in their beds. Get it away from you. Put it on your dresser. If even better, put it in your closet. Maybe keep the ringer on so you hear if the phone rings. If you need to do that, I would prefer you turn it off, because that's going to interrupt your sleep. But if you have kids and you're concerned, you know, you have parents, you know, family members you're concerned about, that's okay. Put it on your dresser. Put it in your closet. Even better, put it in the bathroom. Put your phone away from you. Don't get in bed with it. Get in bed. Get yourself, you know, all nice and comfortable. Maybe do a meditation, you know. Well, you have to have your phone for that. But when you're done with your meditation, if you're not too tired. So this is the thing I run into with people is like, well, I'm doing my meditation. Okay. Then put the phone, I like push it to the, you know, the outskirts of my bedside table, because I want to listen to the meditation, because it helps me to quiet down for my day. And I listen to, I have a prayer app too. So it'll help me with prayers, meditation. Sometimes if I'm not too tired when I do that, then I'll get my AirPods out of my ears, get my phone off, and I'll take it and I'll put it over so I can't have access to it. So that will help you at night, because so many of us are just lying there. We're just, you know, we're just scrolling, going through, you know, looking at pictures on Instagram, or, you know, even if something's funny on TikTok, you don't need to be doing it right then. You just don't. You need to get into that sleep hygiene and really focus on yourself and quieting your mind. The worst thing you could be doing is be on your phone.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a challenge for everybody.
You and I are not great at it. You know, we have times we slip and then we got to, you know, I slip and then I go, because it's amazing. We are addicted, because I'm like, I just find, I'm going to bed, take my makeup off, put all my serums on, whatever it is I'm doing, you know, and like, you know,
serums,
my vitamin C serums,
okay.
My tretinoin, my retin A for my skin, all my anti-aging stuff. And you
it's
know,
like a scene out of, was that Shrek? Was it with the serums? Like,
oh, get out of here. You're such a dude. Serums. It's like, hyaluronic acid, glycolic acid.
I get it.
So, you know, whatever, do my skincare at night, and then I'll like put on my comfy sweats and my big t-shirt, and my phone is in my hand, and I mindlessly am walking to the bed, getting in bed with my phone in my hand. And we do that. We slip into that. And it's like, wait, get off the phone. Put it away. I will do sometimes the meditation. And then usually after that, I'm just done and I fall asleep. Or, you know, what I really love is reading, because I've gotten back into that, and reading a couple chapters if I can, go to sleep. Phone's over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get crazy about this, because if we are getting our sleep and we're sleeping when we say we need to be, you get in bed at 9:30, you want to be shut eye at 10, get your phone away from you. When my clients do it, it's game changing. game changing. They're like, oh my gosh, I was like, woke up at 6 or 7 and I just went about my day. It was wonderful. Or, you know, for many people as well, it's like, don't get on your phone as soon as you wake up in the morning. Get up, maybe take a shower, maybe get some coffee, maybe you're going to the gym first, or maybe you're going to sit outside, you're going to sit in your kitchen for 20 minutes before the kids get up, drink a cup of coffee, maybe you're going to journal. It is game changing when people tell me, and you know what, I did get on my phone, but I waited for 20 minutes. It makes a big difference in one's morning.
Right.
Okay. So that's really, you know, at night it's sleep hygiene and then morning hygiene. It's mental health. It's increasing your mental health. And this goes into my last point, is that when we start to have more of a sense and really feeling that JOMO, it does cultivate mindfulness within us, that we are more mindful of what we need and we don't need in our life. We're more mindful of what we're available for and what we're not available for. And it's a sense of empowerment and control over, what am I choosing to do? And what am I choosing to not do? And when I choose to step out of something, we get that feeling of, I missed out, but there's joy in that. I don't have to be at all the things. I don't have to have all the stuff. I don't have to keep up with the current trends on social media. TikTok has gotten really bad because they really are selling all the time on there with their TikTok shop. And not going to lie, I do like it. I bought some really great things at uber cheap prices. I actually wonder, it's coming direct from China, because it's like, I paid $13. I would pay like $40 for this shirt in the US. Anyways, I digress. So yeah, but when you bring the time away from the phone, time away from social media, time away from not having to do all the things, we do move into a place of more peace and contentment.
I think it's natural, right? I mean, I know I feel much better. Like if I can, like,
we both do.
Yeah. Like at night, like if I can get myself into my book, like it gets your mind reading does that anyways, but like it gets your mind thinking about other stuff.
Something else.
Yeah.
And you know, I think about, you know, the mornings when we get up, and I haven't been on my phone. You get up, have a cup of coffee, either, you know, take the dogs for a walk, or, you know, last Saturday morning we got up and we went to a trail near us. We went for a 6 mile run with the dogs. I don't even know when I got on my phone. I think I didn't get on my phone that Saturday until like, looked at my phone until like 10 or 10:30 that morning. And that was wonderful. It reminds me of going back to years before we had our phones and we were on the internet. I mean, the phone is different from even the internet, which we got, 93, 94, 95.
Probably.
World Wide Web. Yeah. That was when the internet came out. But the last 10 years with phones, with everything being in our phones are our little computers, our phones are our televisions, our phones are everything today. You know, it has really changed, I think, the quality of all our lives.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I mean, the first phones were just phones.
Just phones.
Right? It wasn't like you brought your computer with you everywhere you went. You brought your phone.
And I was resistant to it because I remember I was very resistant to, I had the flip phone, BlackBerry flip phone, and everybody was moving over into what we have now, like iPhones or the Androids. And then I moved to Android, but I was very resistant to it. And my friends would make fun of me because, if any of you remember, know Saturday Night Live, which is my favorite show ever. And there's a very funny scene when Will Ferrell and Sean Hayes, who's the guest, he's on the Smart List podcast. You know him from Will and Grace, many of you, Broadway actor as well. He was in a scene with Jimmy Fallon, and Sean Hayes were working at some bougie store. And Will Ferrell comes in his wheelchair in some like BDSM. They're all wearing like, they're all like punk. Dressed like punk rockers, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. He comes in this pleather outfit in his wheelchair, and he goes to tell them, like, we're going, you know, he's so funny. We're going, pack your bags. We're going to Paris for the show. But he goes to get his phone, and he takes his phone. His phone is like it's like 1 inch big. And he flips it and he pulls up the tiny little antenna. Sean Hayes and Will Ferrell Sean Hayes and Jimmy Fallon could not get through that sketch.
Yeah.
They were laughing the entire time. And it's a very, if you haven't seen it, go check it out on YouTube. Will Ferrell, Sean Hayes,
I'm trying to remember the name of the store.
So funny. I don't remember the name of the sketch.
Shoot.
But he pulls out this tiny phone and my friends would laugh and they'd say, Anna, that's you with your little old, you know, your old BlackBerry, because you'd had to flip the phone up and you had to pull the antenna up. And they, I remember we were all at dinner one night and they were like crying, laughing, like, you still have that thing? So I was late to get on these phones, but it's amazing. I don't think I even have an addictive personality. I would always say I don't have, having worked with addicts, I don't have that feeling. In so many conversations around alcohol addiction and drug addiction, I don't have that feeling that I know they get of not being able to just the desires to start and when you're in it and then not to stop and continuing to go. I never felt that way. I couldn't understand it. In some ways, couldn't relate. But now with this phone, I'm addicted like we all are.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how it happened, but our whole lives are on our phones. Yeah. Everything is on the phone. We do banking on our phone. We do our finances on our phones. We do everything on our phones. So, and that's all okay. It's not a total diss of our phones. It's okay. Choose your spots and really choose your spots when it comes to social media, not financial, not the news, social media. Of comparing and despairing, being on these apps, there is joy in missing out. So when we went running last Saturday and it was 10:30, it was like, wow, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, it reminds me of the old days where we would just, you know, go for a run, come home and you go about your day, but you first or second or third thought was not to go to your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
We should do an episode on, so those early days of the internet, what were those conversations like? Like it got to be, imagine at the beginning, it was just, we're just bringing information to the world relatively quickly. When did it turn to a psychological conversation and who was in on that?
I'd like to interview somebody about that.
100%.
Who was involved in that,
yeah.
You know, 30 years ago now.
Yeah.
And how it has evolved over time.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating. I'm fascinated by the research that they've done to get our brains addicted.
Yep.
Okay. So, but that doesn't mean we're powerless. For me, Tim, you know, for you, for all of you who are listening or watching, it doesn't mean we're powerless. We have control over this and you can have mastery over it, but you got to make behavior changes. You got to decide how much time you're going to spend on your phone. So decide, you know, it's going to be maybe, if you're on for 6 hours, maybe bring it down to 4 hours. If you're on for 4 hours, maybe bring it down to 2 hours. Or maybe tell yourself, I'm going to start doing some work on my laptop, because when I'm on my laptop, I'm not on social media. On my laptop is where I do read articles or I do my emails or, you know, maybe I look at my financial stuff. On my phone, that's the place where I get in trouble, because that is where I'm spending too much time on TikTok or Instagram. So bring that down to maybe, if you're at 3 hours, bring it down to 2 hours and try to slowly bring it down. And then you will notice, I guarantee you, I guarantee this, you will have more JOMO, the joy of missing out. And you will spend more time in your everyday life, being in the moment, getting into the people in your life that you choose to be around, that you want to be around, that fill you up and where you can be of service to others. Okay. JOMO, everyone. Yeah. Like it.
All right. I have a question.
Yeah.
Was the name of the store Nathan's? Does that sound right?
I've even been thinking about that this entire time
I've
been talking.
I have been thinking about it.
The name of the store and the SNL skit.
I think it's Nathan's.
It was supposed to be a Barney's. That it couldn't call it. It was supposed to be like the Barney's of New York.
Yes.
Barney's, but they couldn't call it Barney's. So yeah, it probably was like a Barney's. I think it was Barney's.
I'm
they were
confirm.
In the men's department. Jimmy Fallon and Sean Hayes were like the bougie punk dressing guys.
Yeah.
And their like hero came in his wheelchair and his tiny little phone, who is Will Ferrell, who is amazing how he just never cracks up. And he can, you know, he just can keep a straight face and get through the whole sketch. And the other two can't even finish the sketch because they're laughing so hard when he brought out that tiny little phone.
And I believe I might still have your original phone. I'm going to pull that into another episode at some point. Just a little teaser.
Yeah, I kind of miss that phone.
I think I might have it.
Okay. All right, everyone. So start trying to practice JOMO. All right. And if you are interested in working with me, reach out to me. Hello@annamarcolin.com. I always say this. If you're in Illinois, I'm only licensed as a therapist in Illinois. Reach out to me. I'd be happy to get on a call and see if, you know, we would be a good fit for each other. And coaching, that's international as well. Get on a call with me. Email me. Let's see if I'd be a good fit for you and you'd be a good fit for me. And I'm there for you. And I'm going to help you make changes in your life and move you forward in taking action and getting you happier and getting you more JOMO. All right. And please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. I do read the reviews. I'm so appreciative of all the good things that you all are saying. And this is, you know, really Tim and I and myself being of service to all of you and providing for you what it is that you're looking for when it comes to mental health and wellness. So I always say this too, if there's something that you're looking for that I haven't spoken about, something that's coming up for you in your life, I will talk about it. Let me know. I'll do my due diligence. I'll do my homework. I'll talk about it if I don't know enough, or I'll try to get somebody on the podcast who is a specialist in that area and we'll talk about it. Okay. All right. Mad love, everyone. Until next time. Thanks for joining me on the Badass Confidence Coach podcast. Remember, you're capable of so much more than you think. If you're ready to step into your power and take control of your life, it's time to make that change. If you want to work with me as your personal life coach, email me. You'll find that down below in the show notes. Together, let's unlock your full potential. Until next time, stay confident and keep kicking ass.